Welcome to Adelaide Plains Chapter and Verse monthly podcast for all aspiring wordsmiths and versifiers. In this month's podcast, we'll be introducing ourselves, as it's an inaugural one, and sharing some of our work with you. So here goes, from the local.
Hi, I'm Carolyn Corden. I'm the president of Adelaide Plains Poets, of which the Chapter and Verse writing group are involved.
So for today, because it's the very first podcast, we're just going to talk generally about who we are and what we do.
Okay, so I'm Carolyn, as I've said, I'm the president of Adelaide Plains Poets. The Chapter and Verse group meet every Thursday afternoon at the Prince Albert Hotel.
Yes.
And we talk about our writing, and we do writing exercises, we read our homework responses, and we have a good time doing it. I'm a member of the group, obviously, as the president, and we also run a poetry competition, and frames our current theme, and that's pretty exciting. And everybody out there is welcome to have a go at writing about freedom, a poem about freedom, and we've got Marilyn.
Well, I'm a member, a valued member, dare I say, of Chapter and Verse. I've been coming here for quite a few years now, and I really, really appreciate the other members of the group, and I like it because it does make me write most of the time. Whereas before, it was something that I was going to get around to, but never did.
A piece of writing.
Yes. We started off insisting that they were challenges, not homework, but we still call them homework.
We've got too many teachers or ex-teachers, and yes, just the having to do homework kind of, it makes me feel naughty for not doing it.
Yeah, so it's good. You feel guilty at least when you haven't done it. So.
And that person speaking there is Jeanette, who has introduced herself, but she's not that into poetry. No. Doesn't matter. All forms of poem, all forms of writing have their chances to be spoken about.
I'm Jeanette. I've been writing since high school. I joined this group, I've lost count of how long ago, I've forgotten actually. Seems like forever. It's been great. And writing is a lonely thing, so joining this group is really good to be amongst other writers and encourages me to work harder at my own writing and work towards getting it published.
It's interesting because Jeanette is playing with a new genre, the one of non-fiction, which is, it's been fascinating to hear what she's been talking about and researching, and it's really looking forward to that book when it comes out.
Hopefully it'll be fun. I keep finding more fun information to go into it. So.
That's the problem with research.
Yes. I've got to find everything.
What is the topic, Jeanette, that you're researching?
It's Justin's great-grandparents. Uh-huh. And they lived briefly in Gawler. Uh-huh. And at Smithfield and then Kangaroo Flats. They lived in this region, and he came to Gawler Courthouse quite regularly because he was often involved in disputes with his neighbours, one neighbour in particular he did not get along with. And there was other small issues, but Gawler was their central town for them. And after the move to Kangaroo Flat, he was a candidate for Mudlarira South Council, which met in Williston, and used to go to council meetings in Williston. So their involvement sort of is very local.
Yeah.
And what really started me, what made the shift from this just being family history to writing a book that I want to get published, was when I found the record of all his various court appearances. It was very amusing.
And I've been doing poetry. That's been my main thing, is poetry. But I'm also doing another book which is keeping my mind happening, and that's a book about dogs and mindfulness and Buddhism and thoughts and Zen things, and that's just a bit of funny, silly stuff. And self-publishing, not trying to get it published by one of the big publishing houses, because it's just really something for my own amusement. And if I have to put my own money into it, so be it, I can do that. It's just fun. And if you're not having fun with your own writing, then really you're not choosing the right topics and things to write about. And that's one of the main things that we want to do here, is to encourage people to have fun with what they're doing in their writing.
Yeah. And sometimes I look at the homework and I just think, no, it's not something that inspires me, or sometimes I can work the topic into what I do.
Yes, you're very cunning that way.
But sometimes it just doesn't, won't fit, so I don't do it.
Yeah. Having your brain, having to think about things that you hadn't thought about before, it helps
it is
you get
good.
Interesting
yes.
thoughts coming
it does.
Creative
yeah.
thoughts.
Mm. Mm. Often come up with something in. Yeah, unexpected.
We don't have these boring topics like what did you do in the holidays. We have far more interesting topics than that.
Well, what do you do in the holidays? But they're interesting if you're allowed to write fiction.
Find
so that could be our writer's
yes,
tip.
Sure.
That
writer's
actually
tip.
Could yep. be our writer's tip. So we've gone straight into the writer's tip.
And why not?
Yep. Why not indeed? So the writer's tip is write something you enjoy. If you're not enjoying writing it, you won't write it well, and it won't be enjoyable for the reader either.
No. It won't flow.
No, it won't flow.
And when it's flowing and you get in the zone, that is the most gorgeous place to be, time to be. Mm. And whether that's in sport or even housework, you get into the flow somehow.
Yeah.
No cooking, maybe. Vacuuming, not really. Other people, yes, but not me. But getting in that zone, certainly sport. I've been there with my lawn bowls many, many moons ago. And sometimes with the writing, and when you stop writing something, you go, oh wow, it's dark, how did that happen? And you've just been writing. It's a great feeling.
Most of my writing is prompted by my family. This one is called What on Earth? My daughter has discovered barefoot walking. We always did it when we were young. No time to spare to put shoes on. Let's get outside and play. The cool grass under our feet, the gentle roughness of dirt, the sharper pinch of gravel, the slidey squishiness of mud, the instinctive avoidance of dry grass and prickles. Keep to the rabbit tracks and step over the animal poo. My daughter has just discovered barefoot walking, only she calls it something else. Earthing or grounding, she calls it. She posted a link on Facebook. It improves blood viscosity, heart rate variability, and cortisol dynamics, just for starters. It's to do with the flow of electrons from the earth to your body. I didn't read the whole article, and I'm glad she did.
Yes, it's called running around on the lawn. And yes, we did that as kids. That's cute. Thank you, Marilyn.
Yeah.
Welcome. You don't have to buy everything that your children buy into. You can just go.
I thought it was hilarious.
It's funny, yes. Cortisol, gosh.
Yes. And they even had special shoes that they wore.
Special shoes to be barefoot, okay.
Yes, yes. So when there were times when you couldn't go barefoot, you wore these shoes and you still got the benefit of being barefooted.
Oh, so
they're expensive.
They are, and would you buy them for a 3-year-old? I mean, how long are they going to wear them for?
They end up ripping them off.
It probably is one of those things that came and went.
So, okay, my poem is one that I wrote in response to a phone or a texting, no, what's it, SMS conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not quite true, but it's close to the truth. And I read it at the Gawler Pots at the pub, which was on last Sunday. And the person who sent the message out, he was there with his partner, which made it more interesting and funny. Well, I thought so anyway. It's called Out in the Cloud. He messaged me, or so I thought, but his words conveyed more than they ought. I may have blushed and certainly gasped. The question there should not have been asked. Well, not of me, and that's for sure. If he asked that again, he'd be out the door. I sent a note asking, was he mistaken? My life's complete, my faithful heart taken. A simple error in his digital years. Apologies given, no need for tears. But the enter button should be tapped with care. Otherwise, oh, hush your mouth, not going there. There are lots of smiles and sniggers when I read that. And And thank you, John Malone, who is our guest, and a very amusing man he is.
Mm-hmm.
And I have another poem.
Mm-hmm.
It's one that I wrote far more recently than that, and it's concerning my chronic illness, which is multiple sclerosis, or MS. And I wrote it in the poetic form that I thought of many, many years ago. I came up with a new one. It's called Chordognostic Poetry, and it's based on a syllable count. We've got 3 syllables in the first line, 5 syllables in the second line, 7 syllables in the last line for every verse, and then the next, that's verse 1. Verse 2, you've got 7 syllables, 5 syllables, 3 syllables, and then you're continuing 3, 5, 7, even I get it. So I'm not good with mathematics, I'm a poet. So 3, 7, 5, 3, 5, 7, 7, 5, 3, etc. I hope you understand that better than I do, because I smart that up, doesn't matter. So this is called MS fatigue. What is it? My fatigue, bone deep aching pain, the kind sleep can never ease. Pain medication can't cure, you can only sit, wait it out, and hope in a trusting way while others urge you to keep up. But your body says give up. If you don't have it, you can't know the intense and deep gripping hold you can never be free of.
Okay, chapter 1, London. London, great metropolis, icon of the Western world, labour force, a bouquet of experiences, tastes, visions and smells. Revisited this London of Dickens and Thackeray. We had passed many an afternoon on Cassie's colonial front veranda, building hotels on Mayfair, Fleet Street and the Strand. We felt as though we already had a claim upon the city that at least several of our great-great-grandparents had called home. But initially, I mistook it for a giant chicken farm. Truly I did. It was early morning when our jumbo broke through the leaden cloud blanket that was wrapped about those small green islands floating in the grey North Sea. Directly below ran row after row of chicken coops, after row after row. It was an awfully big chicken farm, I reflected. Then it dawned on me that the coops were in fact terraced houses, and I was looking down upon the great pulsating metropolis, and I began to realise that the entire world was not going to be just a tedious extension of the mundane brick veneered urbanity of my childhood. So with that, we'll finish with the challenge, reader's challenge, or listener's challenge, everyone. And we're going to put a picture up on the website, and the subject is Gore's Modern Day Fix.
Yes, it's a beautiful photograph that Jeanette has taken. Yes. So when you look at it, what stirs you?
It could be poetry or fiction, and if you email me,
yep,
then it will be put up on our website. And now we get to work.